It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The undefeated spotlight. Now, it's time for an inside look at the latest news and commentary from the undefeated, ESPN's premier website on race, culture, and sports. This is the undefeated spotlight with senior editor John X. Miller.
John X. Miller. Good morning, good morning. How is everybody on this tantalizing Tuesday?
What's going on, John? How you doing?
You know how it is.
Good, I'm good, man.
We live in a dream, getting ready for just, you know, a little turkey, a little yam, something. You know, we're going to have something going on.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it too, man. This year has gone by pretty quickly. You know,
sure
it
has.
Seems like it's going by pretty quickly. And so
has,
I'm looking forward to the holiday season, seeing some football, some basketball. You know, we're right in the midst of that crossover season, right? Football and basketball at the same time. So this is the best time of the year.
You can't doesn't get any better than this.
Exactly.
John the Undefeated, you guys always have tons of things going on, but what do you have starting off with is going on with the site this week?
Well, this week we've got a really great feature on Dak Prescott and how his focus on mental health has shifted as he's caring for others now, not only himself. And so that was brought about by the death of a young man from Florida named Bryce Gowdy and Dak's own brother who committed suicide. And so, you know, he talks about in this piece, we're actually going to have a Why Not Us special on this next week. We're going to drop it on the 29th. But a special on how Dak's life has shifted and his focus has shifted, not just, you know, to be more focused on football, but also focused on bringing awareness to caring for others and himself who might be having mental health issues. So, you know, it's a great piece that shows kind of the other side of a superstar athlete, that he's not just about the money, he's just not about the game, but he's about caring for others. And so, you know, it's a piece that, you know, sometimes we might not recognize that athletes want to be transparent in these kinds of situations. But the piece that was done by Jean-Jacques Taylor was really informative and insightful into what drives this superstar athlete.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a good piece. Mental health is an issue that a lot of people are focusing on now. So I'm glad you guys wrote a piece. We talked to John S. Miller. Hey, rock with John. We rock with John each and every Tuesday, same place, same time. John, I hadn't seen the movie yet, King Richard. But obviously, Ms. McDonald writes an article in The Undefeated, talks about that they missed the opportunity to really showcase, the real story of how this family pretty much ruled tennis. I hadn't seen it yet, but I plan to see it in the next couple of days. So
yeah,
if you can comment on it, just let me know.
Yeah, I think what Soraya was saying was that the film could have been better if Will Smith wasn't King Richard, because, you know, his
I'm glad you said that, because yesterday, B. Knight Rider, who comes on the show, was very complimentary about Will, and that was my only drawback is. It's not. I guess Will Smith playing, you know, Serena's father. Though it's just that was a tough one.
You know, anybody who's been around Richard Williams and knows Richard Williams, right, knows that Will Smith doesn't act like Richard Williams, right? Richard Williams is a commanding presence, right? When you look at Will Smith playing any part, right, you know, he's not like Samuel L. Jackson, right? Samuel L. Jackson can play, can play any part, and it don't, you know, you don't think of the actor as Samuel L. Jackson. You think of the actor, you know, as the part
that
he's playing.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Right. You know, whether it's a Star Wars character, whether it's any character he plays, right?
Yes.
You don't think of it as Samuel Jackson, but when you look at Will Smith, you say, that's Will Smith playing somebody.
That's true. That's so true.
That's true. But what Soraya does say is that the other performances, right, by the teen girls who play Serena and Venus, and the actress who plays Oracine, their mother, really do have great performances, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can kind of overlook Will Smith's presence and lock into the story and the significance of their story, then it's a good movie.
Okay. Okay.
So every time I look at Will Smith, I think of the Fresh Prince. You know, I don't know where. That's
a good point.
You know, but that's a really good absent point. That, right? It's a good movie from what she says. So I'm going to check it out because
I'm checking out next couple days. Probably on Thanksgiving.
Seeing their story, I think seeing their story is important, right? Because people don't recognize, you know, where they came from to the greatness they are now. Their backstory is just great. It really is.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that too. I was wondering. I guess it'd just be hard to do to have a movie that talks about the dominance of the Williams sisters on the court, as well as their upbringing and Rich Williams and how he got them to that point and their family dynamics and all those things. Because it's just seemed like it'll be a lot to get into one in the one movie and tell it correctly and tell it, you know.
The thing, you got to tell it correctly, you know, and I think their backstory, because most people know about their dominance in tennis, but they don't know about their backstory, you know, the kind of rigor that he put them through, the fact that, you know, Venus got the opportunity to train at the country club while Serena just really had to look at the video and kind of train on her own with Richard. And so they don't recognize that, you know, that Venus, even though Serena's the GOAT now, they don't recognize that Venus was better. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And that Venus taught Serena how to play. Yeah. Big sister. So most people don't recognize that story. So I'm appreciative of this story this time of year too, because during the holidays it's when people flock to the movies.
Right.
So this is the right time to drop the movie. Yeah, it really is.
Outstanding. We're talking with John X. Miller from the Undefeated on the Undefeated Spotlight. Last week we had some heated conversations around Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. And I see you guys are talking about Curry remaking the brand and his brand design beyond basketball. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, he's more than a player, right? We've heard this over and over
again. Reese. Now,
recently. He's more than a player, right? Because look what look what he did for the Howard Golf team, right? Yeah. He's resurrected the Howard Golf program, men's and women's, supplied them with coaching, supplied them with equipment and everything. And that's just one of the things that he's doing off the court. You know, a couple other things that he's doing off the court is, he's refurbishing the most iconic basketball park in the world, where he also holds, skills camps. And that's the Rucker Park in Harlem, right?
Oh, wow.
He's refurbishing it and upgrading it. And he's holding quarterly skills camps for athletes at that site, right? Okay, so look. More than an athlete, what is he doing, right? And the other thing that he's doing, he's committed resources to about 125 programs for young athletes around the country to train them and to train coaches and youths, right? And young people, right? About basketball. So he's trying to teach the kinds of skills that he has on the court, but he's also, teaching those kinds of skills of sportsmanship, of how to play as a team as opposed to play as an individual player. Right. So he's bringing more to the game than just, what he's doing on the court. And of course, he's lighting it up right so far this season on the court. Right. So that just raises his profile off the court as well. And so, this young man is somebody who is going to contribute more to the game off the court than he might contribute on the court, even though we know he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Imagine the kinds of things he'll be able to do once his career is over. Right. Because he's already started down that road. So if you want to compare KD and Curry, on the court, I would say they're very close, and the game is not over yet. Their legacy is not set yet on the court, because the way it looks this year, Golden State has a better shot at a title than the Nets, right? The Nets don't look like they're going to contend at all this year. There's just too much going on there. But the other thing is the kinds of things that Curry does off the court will cement him, I think, and his legacy as a player who believed that basketball was more than a game.
Okay. We're talking to John S. Miller, the senior editor at Undefeated. And great, always good to talk to him. We kind of up against my last one, John, though, regarding the bands. I asked this question with all due respect. Where in the hell is Florida Memorial located at? That's what I want to know.
Florida Memorial is in Florida. It's in Miami Gardens, I believe, right?
And K-Mac, you ever heard of this school before?
Not before the rankings came out.
That's y'all problem. That's y'all problem. look. Florida A&M legacy goes beyond, you know, Tallahassee. And so one of the things that Florida Memorial has done is that they have upgraded their program to the point where they've, you know, most of their staff is former Florida A&M band members. Right.
Okay.
And so they're learning from the best, and they're a Division II band, right?
Right.
And so we did a story about Florida Memorial and about their legacy of training the band members even during the COVID period. Right. They were on campus training during the COVID period, knowing that when the opportunity came, they would have to shine. And so they've done a really good job of on two points: musicality, right, which is, you know, obviously playing the music. But precision and the whole idea of how you look on the field. And you know that's what FAMU is famous for, right? Is musicality and drill and design. And so go to our website. We did a really good feature on Florida Memorial even before they became ranked, because we recognized that they were a up and coming Division II program. They are Division II. Okay. Right.
Yes.
They're smaller. Yeah, right. They are smaller. Right. But small doesn't mean power. I mean, does not mean powerful.
Yeah.
And so the good program. They're a good program.
Yeah. Shout out to them. And of course, Prairie View being the number one team in Division I. And I'm happy to say I do see some references to Alabama A&M on these lists. So I feel a little better now than I did over the last couple of weeks. I appreciate that, John.
Well, you know, it's kudos to the band, right? Because they raised their game. Right? They raised their game.
Sounds good.
We got one more ranking coming out the week of the Celebration Bowl. Just one last thing about Celebration Bowl. You know, we got South Carolina State in the Celebration Bowl now, right? Because they're the MEAC champions. And then in a couple of weeks, it'll be probably against Prairie View at Jackson. They're going to play the SWAC title game at Jackson. And then we'll see who matches up against South Carolina State in the Celebration Bowl. But these next few, you know, is going to HBCU football is going to be lit. It really is.
Awesome.
John X. Miller, it's always a pleasure having you on, my friend.
Always glad to be here on terrific Tuesday.
It is.
Exactly, man.
And by the way, whoever you have covering Jackson State and, you know, and all of what Deion has done, do a couple of pieces on the impact it has had in the community, in the impoverished areas and poverty around Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm telling you, he is changing.
He is changing more than just the university. Yes.
And it is absolutely amazing. And I couldn't be more proud of the transformation. So,
we're going to drop that story the week of the Celebration Bowl. We're working on it right now.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate it, John. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you next week.